You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
Oyo Hotels and Homes have been in the news a fair bit these past months. After receiving a $200 million investment from Airbnb and forming a joint venture with SoftBank Corp and SoftBank Vision Fund to expand in Japan, Oyo has been valued at around $5 billion, according to CNN. In comparison, its nearest competitor, India Hotels, which is the parent company of the Taj Hotels and India's largest publicly traded hotel chain, has a market cap of $2.56 billion. That's twice as much as the parent company of the legendary Taj Hotels. This month, Oyo announced it is acquiring European vacation rental company Leisure Group. CNN reported that Oyo is paying 369.5 million euros or $415 million for Leisure Group. German media company Axel Springer said in a statement it would receive 180 million euros or $202 million for its 51% stake. The deal is expected to close in June. Leisure Group operates more than 30,000 holiday homes in 13 countries and another 85,000 properties across 50 countries under a subscription-based home management service. This takes Oyo to the big league for realsies. It is already present in China, where it has more than 5,000 hotels in 280 cities. Besides India and Japan, it is also present in Malaysia, Indonesia, the UK, and Nepal. It also has plans for the Philippines. Oyo, which started 5 years ago as a platform to book budget hotels in India, now has nearly 500,000 rooms across 8 countries. The company claims it is growing faster than the world's top 3 hotel chains combined and aims to have more rooms than global leader Marriott by 2023. That's right, Oyo claims it can beat Marriott. We have your attention now, don't we? On this podcast, we examine the story of a Gurgaon startup that has grown by leaps and bounds, overcome several problems, and looks all set to take on the biggest in its business. We're looking at the rise and rise of Oyo on this edition of Digging Deeper with me, Rakesh Sharma, right here on Money Control.
The Deep Dive podcast series.
The rise and rise of Oyo.
Oyo Hotels and Homes have been in the news a fair bit these past months. After receiving a $200 million investment from Airbnb and forming a joint venture with SoftBank Corp and SoftBank Vision Fund to expand in Japan, Oyo has been valued at around $5 billion, according to CNN. In comparison, its nearest competitor, India Hotels, which is the parent company of the Taj Hotels and India's largest publicly traded hotel chain, has a market cap of $2.56 billion. That's twice as much as the parent company of the legendary Taj Hotels. This month, Oyo announced it is acquiring European vacation rental company Leisure Group. CNN reported that Oyo is paying 369.5 million euros or $415 million for Leisure Group. German media company Axel Springer said in a statement it would receive 180 million euros or $202 million for its 51% stake. The deal is expected to close in June. Leisure Group operates more than 30,000 holiday homes in 13 countries and another 85,000 properties across 50 countries under a subscription-based home management service. This takes Oyo to the big league for realsies. It is already present in China, where it has more than 5,000 hotels in 280 cities. Besides India and Japan, it is also present in Malaysia, Indonesia, the UK, and Nepal. It also has plans for the Philippines. Oyo, which started 5 years ago as a platform to book budget hotels in India, now has nearly 500,000 rooms across 8 countries. The company claims it is growing faster than the world's top 3 hotel chains combined and aims to have more rooms than global leader Marriott by 2023. That's right. Oyo claims it can beat Marriott. We have your attention now, don't we? On this podcast, we examine the story of a Gurgaon startup that has grown by leaps and bounds, overcome several problems, and looks all set to take on the biggest in its business. We're looking at the rise and rise of Oyo on this edition of Digging Deeper with me, Rakesh Sharma, right here on Money Control. All right, let's first admit that when we first heard of Oyo, we thought it was a rather funny-sounding name, and we didn't quite believe that we would see a certain standard of rooms which the company promised across the country. And by the way, Oyo stands for On Your Own. It's not just a funny-sounding name, it is O-Y-O, On Your Own. In fact, that very cynicism of whether or not we'd find a certain standard of room is what made founder Ritesh Agarwal decide to start a company that would provide good places to stay when traveling instead of the usually disappointing rooms Indians stayed in, even as we ended up paying upmarket prices. Now, this is cynicism is what may have resulted in the birth of Oyo, and they delivered more or less on that assurance, and that saw them take off. Oyo's success led to more companies like Tribo, which is a successful business on its own. According to the Economic Times, Oyo operates over 8,700 leased and franchised hotels and over 1,73,000 rooms with footprints in over 259 cities in India alone. That's pretty impressive for a business idea thought up by a teenager. Listen to this, because this is actually impressive, if also a bit jealous-making. At the age of 17, an age when many ambitious young people are working their way through university, Ritesh Agarwal dropped out of college to launch the company that would eventually become Oyo. Ritesh was born to a business class family in Cuttack in Odisha. In 2011, Ritesh moved to Delhi with an intention of starting up something of his own and at the same time to prepare for the SATs, that is the Scholastic Aptitude Test, so he could move to the United States for his undergraduate degree. SAT, that is SAT, never happened, but Agarwal was fascinated by businesses like Airbnb. He started his first venture in 2012. It was called Auravel Stays, an aggregator of bed and breakfast stays across India. He secured funding of 30 lakh rupees from Venture Nursery, an accelerator firm that brought together a bunch of storied investors to nurture startups. The young entrepreneur started working on his newfound interest and soon presented his idea at the Thiel Fellowship, that is Peter Thiel Fellowship, which is a global contest intended for students under the age of 20. He did well enough to get in among the top 10 winners and received a sum of $100,000 over 2 years. That's about 2.7 lakh rupees a month, as well as guidance and other resources to drop out of school and create a startup from PayPal co-founder and Facebook investor Peter Thiel. Yep, that very Peter Thiel who brought down Gawker. But the Airbnb model of business wasn't picking up, which is when Ritesh remembered the really bad situation for budget travelers in India. He decided to create an online community to bring information about all good places together on one platform. Ritesh then tweaked his business model and relaunched Auravel as Oyo Rooms in 2013. His big challenge was to ensure the hotels met their stated standards. Ritesh said in an interview, and I quote, "It was a combination of insights from my own travel experiences and a deep desire to do something meaningful. The hotel industry in India, especially in the budget segment, was weak, and I identified an opportunity to do something to fulfill that market need. When I first set out to realize my dream, I was trying to create an Indianized version of a listing site, an Airbnb for budget hotels and bed and breakfasts that didn't have access to strong marketing channels. The objective was to make these properties discoverable and give customers access to budget-friendly, clean accommodations." Unquote. Oyo reached out to prospective hotels, or a hotel owner could also reach out to them. And Oyo's team would visit the place, audit the hotel to understand the changes that would be required to standardize the property as per the specified standards, and shared the same with the hotels. In 2014, the company raised 4 crores from Lightspeed Venture Partners and DSG Consumer Partners at a pre-money valuation, meaning the valuation of a company prior to investment or financing, of 14 crore rupees. By this time, Oyo was clocking gross bookings of more than 1 crore rupees per month. He explained at the time, and I quote, "The business model has pivoted. We have moved on from being just a listing platform to the largest hospitality company in the country, bringing good quality and affordable living spaces and experiences to over a billion people." Unquote. In 2017, Ritesh launched Oyo Home, which is an Airbnb-like model, a marketplace for short-term rentals. 2018 was a big year for Oyo. The company raised $1 billion in funding. $800 million of that $1 billion was led by SoftBank's Vision Fund, with participation from Lightspeed, Sequoia, and Green Oaks Capital. The entire deal valued the five-year-old company at $5 billion. This month, the official Oyo blog addressed the deal with Leisure Group in Europe. It said, and I quote, "Globally, there are more than 100 million homes covering vacation rentals and urban homes that offer us a massive opportunity to be part of this $2 trillion-plus market. Europe is the largest market with 30 to 40% of vacation rentals and urban homes. This gives us a perfect opportunity to capitalize on the size and the scale of the vacation rental for our homes business." Unquote. By the way, the company's official name still is Auravel Stays Private Limited. Certainly not bad for a kid who dropped out of college and had big dreams and all the way from Odisha via Delhi started one of the largest unicorns of this country. In its first year of operations, Oyo reportedly clocked a revenue of 32.86 crore rupees and a steep loss of 496.31 crore rupees. About this, Ritesh had to say, and I quote, "I used to multitask as the call center executive, housekeeper, and ops auditor, among other roles. As the startup scales, the founder should be able to do a skills assessment and identify and partner with the right leaders to support him and take over specific responsibilities. His role then is to have a certain amount of clarity as to where the company is headed and the direction the company needs to take for the long term." Unquote. By the end of FY 2018, according to yourstory.com, its top line had scaled to 415 crore rupees while losses stood at 360 crore rupees. Year on year, Oyo saw its revenues climb 245% while losses widened marginally from 355 crores to 360 crore rupees. The question that we're asking now is one that every 16, 17-year-old with big dreams in their eyes and knowledge of how Oyo became Oyo is asking himself or herself, and one that we're all asking, how Oyo became successful. As one analysis stated, and I quote, "In its short life, Oyo Hotels and Homes has been variously described as a hotel aggregator, an online travel agency, and even a Ponzi scheme with an unsustainable business model, but never a hotel chain. Today, Oyo is India's largest hotel chain with 1,73,000 rooms under management. It is also the world's third largest, with over 500,000 rooms over the 18,000 properties that it currently franchises and leases in 500 cities across 10 countries." Unquote. The change can be tracked back to early 2016, when the company decided to become a 100% inventory-exclusive franchise. Ritesh was clear. Oyo would run as a full-stack asset franchising and leasing model made famous and successful by Marriott Hotels. He explained, and I quote, "In 2015-2016, we were locked in a big competitive battle and there was little bandwidth for us to immediately start on franchising and leasing model because that needs time and effort." Unquote. The founder, who is still, by the way, only 25 years old, putting us all to shame, is referring to the days when Oyo controlled and managed just a few rooms in a hotel and not the entire property. While the ubiquitous red and white boards outside announced to the world that the buildings were Oyo properties, the reality was that Oyo actually controlled only a few rooms inside those properties. Change was desperately required because, as one hotel owner told Your Story, and I quote, "Oyo's model made it difficult for them to control the quality of the experience. You walked into a hotel lobby and still, it was a seedy experience. A hotel stay isn't just about the room, it is also about how the building looks and how the staff treats you, etc." Unquote. The gentleman is, of course, absolutely right. You walk into a hotel, the room that you might be in, which might be an Oyo room, might be nice, but it's not just about the room that you care when you're in a hotel, it's about everything else. Feedback of this kind of sort, as well as a thorough examination of customer experience, is what made Oyo make some drastic changes and what made them arrive at the current business model. A thorough examination of customer experience is precisely one of the things that Oyo decided was important, and it prompted Oyo to evaluate and cancel its partnerships with hundreds of properties the following year. That's right, the company actually cancelled partnerships. The ones who wanted to be with them, they said no because they cared about what the overall experience was going to be like. It then began leasing properties and running them as franchises, where it manages everything from the hotel lobby, the staff, the kitchen, and of course, the rooms. As per a Redseer report, India's mid-segment hotel market is valued at approximately $4 billion, of which chain-affiliated hotels constituted about 35% as of FY 2018, that is, estimated for only room rental. This has been growing at an estimated 17% annually since 2015. A full-stack franchising and leasing model gave Oyo substantial control over the customer experience, but was also operationally intensive, obviously. Hiring, training, monitoring, and retraining service staff is a massive challenge, which comes at a massive cost. Schools and colleges rarely provide the type of training that makes graduates employable, so Oyo decided to set up skills institutes to train staff. This helped ensure the service quality of the housekeeping and maintenance staff remained consistent. The first of these 25 skill institutes was set up in late 2016. The institutes claim to have hired and trained over 10,000 young individuals in different aspects of housekeeping and maintenance. Sharing what went behind Oyo's housekeeping app, Ritesh told CNBC TV 18, and I quote, "At Oyo Hotels, every housekeeping boy gets a mobile app in which he gets the room number that he should go and clean. That removes the need of having a floor manager. Anyway, the cost gets saved and it becomes more efficient, but the guy who cleans the room now gets a credit for cleaning the room faster. And if he gets a 5-star rating from the customer, the credit gets converted into cash." Unquote. Ujwal Chaudhary of Red Sea Consulting went on to explain the model, and I quote, "Adopting a fulfillment-led business model with strong operational capabilities is becoming increasingly important in the mid-segment hotel industry. The right value proposition to the property owners and customers, expertise in technology to transform customer experience, and strong distribution capabilities is what gives a player the right to win." Unquote. Ritesh, too, seems to concur with this line of thought. He has said at one point, and I quote, "We have had our fair share of learnings. In hospitality, there are some tough and subjective issues, the whiteness of the sheets and even the temperature of the water. We as entrepreneurs take these very seriously and are working to ensure that customers get the best experience. We accept them and are ready to resolve them and change." Unquote. Clearly, that approach paid off handsomely for Oyo. 2 years later, 90% of Oyo's revenues were coming from Oyo townhouses, which are aimed at the premium mid-market segment, and Oyo homes, which are company-managed holiday homes, or Oyo rooms, where the company controlled the entire property. Earlier this year, in 2019, Oyo launched Collection O, which already has 12 hotels and is focused on the budget to mid-segment categories. Oyo has also dabbled in a food tech experiment, acquired banquet management company called Weddings, and acquired a co-working player, Innovate. All this points to Oyo's expansion plans being as broad as they are deep, and a demonstration of learning from their experiences. Oyo has also had its share of challenges and controversies, which is not to say it's been a smooth ride. The most recent one was, of course, in December last year. The Economic Times reported that the Federation of Hotel and Restaurant Associations of India, that is FHRAI, had warned of action against Oyo, alleging large-scale breach of contracts, jeopardizing the safety of consumers, and violation of laws. The association alleged that Oyo was endorsing illegal and unlicensed bed and breakfast apartments, flats in residential and commercial buildings, rooms in chawls, and such other independent structures as hotels. Gurbakhsh Singh Kohli, the VP of FHRAI, said, and I quote, "Such positioning of hotels is tantamount to misleading the guests. When a guest books in a hotel, they expect to stay in a hotel and not in an apartment or a residential premise. This not only harms the reputation of hotels in India, but also constitutes potential safety hazards for guests," unquote. Which is a very ironic situation for Oyo to find itself in, given what we've learned about the reason for Oyo's existence. An Oyo spokesperson claimed the allegations were misguided and misplaced. Before that, there was the controversy surrounding the deal with Zoho Rooms. In February 2016, rumors made the rounds that Oyo was in the final stages of acquiring rival Zoho Rooms. Sources close to Zoho Rooms confirmed the news to Your Story Then, claimed the deal was expected to close in 2 weeks. Oyo investor SoftBank mentioned it in its earnings report for the year ending December 21, 2015, highlighting the point on acquisition of Zoho Rooms. Then, nothing happened. Zoho Rooms told Economic Times, and I quote, "As a matter of clarification, Zoho states that Oyo is resiling from the contractual terms after acquiring the entire Zoho Rooms business by March 2016. This is not an act in good faith, and Zoho takes a very serious view of the matter and will take all steps to protect its interests and enforce its rights," unquote. Oyo went on to clarify, and I quote, "In late 2015, Oyo explored a potential acquisition of Zoho Rooms. The non-binding term sheet for this deal already stands terminated in September 2016. Following this, we tried to identify potential value in their business but could not reach an outcome. We can now confirm that Oyo has ended all discussions on the matter," unquote. The matter eventually went to court and was sent to arbitration by the Supreme Court. But it's largely been a success story, one that should inspire each one of us and one that also teaches a little bit about not losing faith very early on in business. Oyo's great leap forward was to China in November 2017, or China, as Donald Trump would have it. China is crucial to Oyo's plans. Forbes reported in December last year that Oyo counts China as its largest market in terms of the number of rooms, 180,000 out of 330,000 rooms in total, as well as manpower, 5,000 people of the company's 10,000-strong workforce. Forbes claimed India is Oyo's second largest market with 164,000 rooms spread across 180 cities. An Indian company with China as its largest partner and largest presence. According to an A.T. Kearney report, China's hotel industry has experienced meteoric growth, resulting in a $44 billion business with 2.5 million hotel rooms. The report from A.T. Kearney went on to claim, and I quote, "Some analysts suggest the market is reaching its saturation point. But when compared with hotel penetration rates in mature markets, like the United Kingdom, for example, has 10 hotel rooms per 1,000 capita and the United States 20, China, with just 4 rooms per 1,000 capita, appears quite low. We believe there is still a lot of room for growth. Over the next 10 years, hospitality will become a $100 billion industry with 6.3 million rooms and reach 8 rooms per 1,000 capita." End quote. Your Story observed that Oyo has great markets, both in India and across the world. In less than 12 months, the hotel chain had a pool of 1,29,000 rooms in China, and by September 2018 found itself in the top 20 hotel chains in the country. Its rooms are priced between $22 and $36 a night, which is below the price range of most branded chains. Oyo CEO for India and South Asia, Aditya Ghosh, erstwhile Indigo, recently announced Oyo was investing 1,400 crore rupees in these markets. He said, and I quote, "The focus is on building infrastructure, technology and internal operations, and also hiring people across all levels. We plan to touch close to 650 hotels with over 20,000 rooms this year." End quote.
The Deep Dive podcast series.
The Rise and Rise of Oyo.
While Oyo has experienced stupendous growth, but Ritesh Agarwal claims it is all grounded in some very sound fundamentals. As he explained it, and I quote, "Patience, perseverance and conviction, an ability to stay the course, collaborate and steer diverse stakeholders towards a common goal. You must have a long-term mission and be willing to work really, really hard to get there." End quote. And if Oyo Story is anything to go by, controversies aside that is, we are likely to hear many, many more good things about this new unicorn. Thank you for joining us.
This has been a Digging Deeper podcast, and you have been listening to Money Control.